Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Amanda Elam is here. We're excited about that. Co-founder and president and CEO of Galaxy Diagnostics, an early-stage medical diagnostic company. She's also a research fellow with the Diana International Research Institute out of Babson College, and she brings us some great research today. Amanda Elam, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. Thanks for the great work you're doing. And I'm looking forward to talking to you about what some of the things your company is doing in the next segment. But in the meantime, you've got some new research of a survey that you conducted among women entrepreneurs about their experience in this coronavirus pandemic. What'd you learn?
Well, we learned a tremendous amount. I think that we, the last two phases of the survey, so I think I've talked to you about the first two, but in the last two, we were actually looking at relationships. So survey three looked at stakeholder management, and survey four looked at personal leadership. Mm-hmm. And I think we found that this is one of the most important findings. We found that over 90% of respondents said that their employees were their greatest source of support.
Wow. Say that again.
Right.
Say that again.
Over 90% of those surveyed said that their employees were their greatest source of support.
Wow. Did that surprise you as a business owner, as an employer yourself?
Not really, because I think that in the crisis, that was the first question, right? Is how does the team come together? Mm-hmm. And in my own company, I think it was the same way. I think it was really, we all rallied.
Were there individuals who surprised you at how they stepped up?
I think what really surprised me was how quickly the team came together.
Yeah. Whereas, like, sort of like teenagers, right? You know, one day they're picking at each other and driving each other nuts, and the next day when there's a challenge, they kind of bond together and pull through, right? It's interesting.
Absolutely. External threat, right, Jim?
Yeah,
There's an external threat, and everyone wants to come together to find a solution inside the company. And it was just quick. It was amazing. And then we all worked really hard.
Did your research show that one of the things that happens to back up what your findings show here, mm-hmm. that no, people stop taking the other one for granted. We stop taking other people for granted in this time. What do you think?
I think we start picking our battles. I think we stop quibbling over small things and we focus on the big things. So I think on my team, for example, I saw everyone was grateful that they could come to work. And we were an essential business. You know, and there was just a lot of collaboration, cooperation, and gratitude. And I think that was remarkable. And it looks to me in this data that a lot of businesses experienced something similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is fascinating. So tell us about the people you polled. Give us a little bit of a snapshot of the profile of the people you polled.
Right. So in each survey, and we have four surveys in the series, each survey pulled a different sample, women business owners. In the third survey, we had 47 respondents, 90% were U.S. based. Almost half were in wholesale retail, and 90% had less than $1 million in revenue. So really small businesses,
in other words. Absolutely, where the rubber meets the road, and a whole lot more humanity comes out in at that level.
Yep. So, and we had about one in 10 were VC funded. So we were also looking at those who are receiving you know, VC funding, and that was the other remarkable.
And the other nine were bootstrapping it on their own. They were out there on their own. They were working without a net.
They were, they're either bootstrapping or they were seeking funding. They could have been pre-revenue as well.
Right.
And I think this was really exciting, Jim, with the stakeholder, because the lowest ratings went to investors and vendors.
Huh. Wow, that's interesting. Investors and vendors.
It really is. Everyone was thinking the investors would double down on their portfolio companies, and we didn't see a lot of evidence of that.
Mm-hmm. So they said, you know, it looks like we're on our own. Is that what you think they said? Is that the attitude they had?
I think probably to look at it from the investor standpoint, I think the investors were doing a wait and see, and I think the businesses were in crisis, and that was hard to take. I think what we saw with vendors is that all the discounts disappeared.
Right.
Vendors were seeking to renegotiate vendor contracts, or they wanted their bills paid right away at the same time that revenue disappeared, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think these businesses were in a pretty significant crisis.
One thing I believe is probably common. I'll get your thoughts, not only as a leader of this research, but as a business owner yourself. You find out who you can depend upon in these days, don't you? You find out who the real solid folks are in a time like this. What do you think?
I think that's true on your team and among your customers. So the other experience I had in my business was, you know, I reached out to my top customers to see what was happening with their businesses, right, with their clinics, because physicians are who we serve, and clinicians. And that was amazing, too. I mean, most of them just thanked me for taking an interest. Those connections, I think, really helped because, you know, they became touchstones over time.
Right.
And again, that goes back to this idea among my employees, among my customers. I really learned who my friends were.
Mm-hmm. And absolutely. And on the other side of this, you know, we'll be a lot smarter in a lot of ways. It's unfortunate that we had to go through this crucible to get that education, but we'll all have a better education about a whole lot of different things on the other side of this. I need your website, Amanda, for your own company and also the Diana Institute.
Right. So for my company, it's Galaxy Diagnostics. It is galaxyisanddogx.com. And for the Diana International Research Institute, it's babson.edu/DIRI.
All right. So check that out, folks. We're going to take a quick break, right back with our good friend Amanda Elam. Stay.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.